Hey guys, so today I want to talk a little bit about how SeatGeek used influencers and giveaways to hit 400,000 monthly downloads. So if you're new to this podcast, my name is Shrieker, and along with my brother Sai, we've built over 10 million followers, have worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing apps, such as Cloaked, Final Round AI, Mindvalley, and more. I'm your host, Shrieker Kara, and you're listening to Scaling Your Mobile App Through Content.
After my brother and I personally created thousands of pieces of content, built over 10 million followers, managed millions in mobile app spend, helped apps get millions of users, millions of followers, and billions of views, working with companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and Cloak, we decided to start this podcast to share everything we learned along the way. I hope you share with a fellow mobile app founder and enjoy.
So what if I told you guys that SeatGeek didn't just run ads for their event ticketing app, but they actually got fans to make the ads for them? It's actually a brilliant strategy, and I'm going to be breaking down how they built a network of over 30-plus viral giveaway accounts without spending millions of dollars. And remember, guys, SeatGeek is a pretty massive company. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, SeatGeek is an event ticketing app that's ranked like 50th on the App Store or something like that, and they pull in over hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. But their biggest growth hack, like I mentioned, wasn't just ads. It was actually a massive influencer and giveaway play. So let's break down how they actually did it. So the first thing that SeatGeek did was they used influencers to seed the giveaway. So they partnered with creators and gave them free concert tickets to like people like Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, Coachella. These are the concert tickets, not the creators, guys. So they gave creators concert tickets to Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, etc. And then the influencers surprised their friends and family on video, and those videos went viral. It worked so well because it was like a series of content. Basically, every creator slash influencer would surprise their friends and family with the passes that SeatGeek had given them, and people would watch their reactions. And it was genius because SeatGeek was okay giving away these tickets because these videos were going ultra viral and they got millions of views. I mean, one influencer video alone got 1.5 million views and over 100,000 likes. And then SeatGeek basically let the fans do the rest of it. So over 30 plus fan accounts popped up, and they started running these SeatGeek giveaways. And what happened was people just had to follow, share, and tag their friends. And then that's how they entered to win one of these giveaways. And so this created a network effect where SeatGeek was being advertised for free. And then the influencers would go and they'd actually create these types of content. So this just worked really, really well as a flywheel effect. And eventually SeatGeek was just able to blow up so much faster with this viral marketing engine. And so if you want some key takeaways for their app growth, here's three.
Really quick, guys, my brother and I spend a ton of time putting together free content like this. And if you're enjoying so far, it would mean the world if you could leave a review and share this with a fellow mobile app founder. For all you know, this podcast could be the unlock to them building a billion-dollar app, and you will be forever remembered for sending it to them. Now back to the show.
Number one, you want to use high demand prizes. If you figure out a way to give away things, try to make sure that it's very authentic and that it's very in demand, just like these passes that SeatGeek was giving away for these big concerts like Coachella. Number two is you want to let users create viral content for you. So instead of just pushing ads, which I still highly recommend, you want to figure out ways to encourage giveaways and organic UGC with your creators or basically anyone that comes across your page. Now, obviously with SeatGeek, it's a little different because they have a lot of money to be able to give away these passes to people. But if you create some sort of viral effect, you will be able to get a lot of people to drive traction to your app. And then finally, number three is to leverage curiosity, basically, and emotions. And so the way that they did it was having these creators create videos of their friends and family reacting to the surprise gifts that basically drove massive engagement. And this worked really well because these videos became a trend. Every creator would be posting them, and it leveraged a lot of emotions and had a lot of people interested in SeatGeek, and some creators even wanted to be a part of it. If you incorporate all these things into your app, then you definitely can go viral as well. And so this strategy turned SeatGeek's giveaways into a viral marketing engine. And I think that if you're an app, you can definitely create this as well. You just need to figure out how you can create an experience that's worth sharing and tap into free promotion just like they did. So if you found this helpful, be sure to subscribe for more of these podcasts, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening.